to Iraq now, where recent attempts to take down blast walls and free up traffic are being second-guessed. That's after a string of devastating truck bombings in the heart of Baghdad. Safety first, but what if you're an Iraqi truck driver? As NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, the job is far safer now than it used to be, and that's a good thing. But that safety comes with an entirely new set of challenges.
Maher Youssef is just 30, but the lines on his face look older than that. It could be all the nights he slept in his truck. Cars have been blowing past a long line of tractor trailers parked along the highway. Trucks can only enter Baghdad between 4 p.m. and midnight. It can make a short journey several days longer. I only see my family twice or three times per month, he says. A day earlier, his wife called to say if he didn't come home, she was taking the kids and moving back to her mother's house. Luckily, it was easy for Youssef to get home that night. The checkpoint he was stuck at is just outside his home in the city of Abu Ghraib. He asked one of his five brothers, four of whom are truckers, to watch his rig for the night and went home. Now he's back just in time for the line to start moving through the roadblock and into Baghdad. Youssef waves to the Iraqi police. He doesn't think the security is very tight, but he admits life is much better than a few years ago. Then the roads were so dangerous that truckers would drive at night, slipstreaming behind American military convoys. The U.S. soldiers didn't like it. They sometimes fired warning shots, but it was better than going it alone. Once, driving alone, a car full of Kalashnikov-toting masked men overtook him. I thought I was dead because they took me to a gravel pit by the Tigris River, Youssef recalled. It was tomatoes that saved him. His truck full of fresh vegetables wasn't worth stealing since it would rot in 48 hours. The highwaymen let him go and waited for a better prize to drive by. Now, it's not so much the danger as the delays that plague the truckers. Youssef just spent 10 days waiting in Jordan for permissions to load up and cross the border. From Amman, it's about 10 hours to get to the checkpoints in Anbar province, and usually a day to cross them. And there's still a war on. Last fall, the insurgents blew up a bridge on the highway near Ramadi, and a traffic jam on the detour added an extra day. As he drives through Baghdad toward the warehouse, Youssef shifts gears, and the cupboards over the windshield start to slap open and shut in time with the engine. Blankets and a pillow jostle around in the bunk behind the driver's seat. Youssef's father was a trucker. Maybe his sons will be truckers. He doesn't love the job, but he's putting food on the table. It's still dangerous, but what are you going to do, he says. It's either work or starve. When the violence was at its worst, Youssef says, he and his brothers all sat at home for most of a year, not working at all. Each of these two-week trips clears him only a couple of $100. But all things considered, Youssef says he'd rather be out on the road. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.